After a challenging 17 months for those working in hospitality, many are relieved to see the return of the Taste of Dublin Festival at the Ivy Gardens from this afternoon. In line with reduced government restrictions, the event will run over 5 days instead of the usual three. Our reporter Gail Conway has been speaking to some of the chefs featured at this year's event and the festival organiser.
Loneliness would have been the biggest thing that hit me, between losing the gym, not being able to meet people for coffee, not even being able to come within 2 metres of them. It was all quite scary and overwhelming.
Chef and author Tricia Lewis is known by her hundreds of thousands of followers on social media as Tricia's transformation and her weight loss journey. She lost her job as a head chef at the start of the pandemic.
Over the last 17 months, I've learned more about myself than I had in the previous 32 years of my life. So I just kind of realised that I'm never alone. I have me, and that I will always be a chef. And, you know, the pandemic for me changed my career for the better. And I'm now a self-employed businesswoman. So I suppose with every kind of negative, there's a positive, yin and yang. And I suppose I'm loving it.
Going out on her own, Tricia discovered during the pandemic she can work from home or anywhere. She said it's surreal that she'll be talking at Taste and is excited about restrictions easing.
A couple of weeks kind of talking to myself in the car and how can I introduce myself. But I suppose when it comes to the day, I'll just go with the flow and feel the energy off the crowd. But it's just wonderful, and I hope, and I think it will continue now, because things are getting back to normal and we cannot wait.
This year's Taste will run over 5 days rather than three to facilitate COVID safety measures, with 34 chefs and 9 restaurants featured. Roger Duggan is Taste of Dublin Festival organiser.
We have a 1,500 person capacity, where the event is just before the new regulations, which are obviously a very positive development for the industry. But we were very grateful to get pilot event status, which means we could plan and host the event.
This year, attendees will need to bring more than just their ticket to gain entry.
People need to have a vaccine cert, so basically the same cert that they would use for indoor dining. So it's proof of vaccination or of natural immunity. So they just need to produce that for adults and photo ID.
The 2021 event has broader focus on culture and talks, as well as food and demonstrations.
We have plenty of top chefs. We've Michelin star chefs, new chefs, up and coming chefs, and a whole range of live music as well. And we also have a food for thought stage, which talks about issues of sustainability and conscious consumerism. So we've broadened out what Taste is about, and we've kind of brought it back to basics a bit. And we hope that people will sort of appreciate the way we reimagined the event this year.
Festival stalwart is renowned chef Rachel Allen, who's been writing a book in lockdown.
It's been a long, tough time for us at the cookery school. We had a lot of time where we had no students at all. I mean, I was, you know, keeping myself busy writing my cookbook and, you know, cooking in the cookery school for neighbour food and for the shop, the farm shop that we have there. But it's just so great to see people just getting out, events happening again. It's brilliant to be out there, to be cooking live on stage, you know, with a big crowd, and getting to meet everyone else who I work with, you know, at these events.
And for Rachel and Roger, this event marks the beginning of the return of the events they want to be able to run and take part in.
I can see the excitement in front of me here, people coming in. People are so enthused to be back to events. As a business or as an industry, we won't be found wanting, and I'm confident that we can progress very positively into the future under the new regulations. It's a very exciting time for the industry, very exciting time for Taste. And I think it's time for everyone to move on now and to embrace going to festivals and events again, as we did before.
Seeing all the people coming in just with big smiles on their faces and going, yay, you know, an event is happening. And so that's brilliant. Yeah, it's really good.
Chef Rachel Allen ending that report by Gail Conway.